Enjoyed watching the Brumbies so far. They did go down to the Waratahs a couple of weeks ago. Yeah. That was a good test, but they're never going to be far from it this season. Scott Fardy joins us now. G'day, Scott. Good morning. Your take on the Cheetahs this weekend.
Morning, guys. Yeah, looking forward to a big game versus the Cheetahs. Hope you're well.
Yeah, mate, we are extremely well. Tracking pretty good. As Slatt sort of mentioned it, we probably expected more from the Brumbies maybe against the Waratahs, although I guess they were at home.
Yeah, at home, and credit to the Waratahs. They played a great game, and they were very physical, and they probably bashed a little bit in that first half.
Yeah.
You know, they got on top, and credit to them at home, but hopefully in a few weeks when we get the opportunity, we'll do the same to them in sunny old Canberra.
And, mate, the Brumbies, you had the bye last round. Was that needed?
Yeah, it's a good opportunity. I think our byes are well-placed this year, so I'm pretty happy with those. They're kind of, you know, the season's broken into three-thirds, so I'm pretty happy with that. You know, you need a bye. You need to have that bye at some point, and if we could have it where we had it now, we're pretty happy with that.
Normally better, isn't it, Scott, to have it coming after a win, because you've got to wait 2 weeks for revenge now to get that loss out of your system, I guess.
Yeah, it's two thoughts of that. Yeah, the thought is that sometimes you're off your teammates after a loss and you can get away from them for a while.
Not bad.
That's kind of good.
Not bad.
The bus trip back to Canberra. But the boys have we've come up with some ways to change that last week, and we're looking forward to this next section of our season.
You've just had a wallaby camp, is that right?
Yeah, we had a camp up in Brisbane. There's talk about all things wallaby. Got back last night or yesterday afternoon, so it was a really enjoyable experience.
Yeah, what was that, just a precursor of a World Cup year, mate, and did Michael Checker put everyone on notice about things? What was the process of the camp?
Oh, you know, it's just touching base and getting your head around what we've got to do later in the year in terms of a World Cup and first of all, the Rugby Championship, and not coming in and just kind of getting first thinking about it when you finish through the rugby.
Yeah.
You know, obviously, you've got to focus on what you're doing at your province and what the coach wants you there, but in the back of your mind, you've got to have that focus on the Rugby Championship and then on to the World Cup and what we're going to get together there.
Mate, you're still sitting on top, and obviously there you've got great expectation this season. I know the coach's first year, he's really wanting you guys to win this year. You certainly look like you've got the squad to do so.
Yeah, you know, we're pretty happy with the squad we've got here. We've been together for a long time, and, you know, we've been with Bernie too for 4 years, 5 years. So, you know, we're looking to go, you know, that next step that we haven't been able to do in the last couple.
And it's funny you mentioned that, you know, you get the Waratahs shortly back at home, because I think your record's outstanding, isn't it, over the last 20 matches? You've only dropped a couple.
Yeah, we've been pretty good at home. I think the last time we lost was versus the Reds, first game last year. So
how'd they beat you?
Yeah.
It's terrible.
A long time ago now. we're pretty happy at home. We've got all our systems in place at home, and you know, it's good waking up in your own bed and getting out there and playing in front of our fans in Canberra.
Yeah, mate, this is only your third home game, and it looks like you've slashed ticket prices too to get the locals there, which is a great idea if they haven't been coming.
Yeah, I think it's probably a hard sell. We've got a long weekend this weekend, so, you know, a lot of the public servants get out of Canberra pretty quickly. We've also got, you know, versus Cheetahs, it's very hard to promote the game in terms of, you know, while they're world-class players and, you know, we're looking at two guys like Willie LaRue, who's, you know, one of the great Springboks 15s. You know, many of people in Australia don't really know much about them. So, you know, whether we can come down and watch, you know, what is a quality team who play, you know, a different kind of style to other Africans.
Mate, is Jesse Mogg, is he fit to play?
I'm not sure about Jesse. I think he played a bit of club footy on the weekend. So.
Yes.
I only just got back in today, so I'm having my morning coffee on my way back from Australia. Okay. So,
yeah. Beautiful.
I'll probably find out about him today. I'm not sure.
We're on our third coffee, Scott.
I'll get up a bit later than you guys.
That's what happens on Brekkie Radio. Hey, Scott, good luck. Good to see you involved in that Wallaby camp, and good luck. Canberra Stadium is going to be a good game against the Cheetahs. Thanks again, mate.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
Don't forget Ticket Tech. You can go to Ticket Tech and get those prices. As Slats mentioned, prices have been discounted. I think getting crowds at Easter time is always difficult at many, many venues. The prices, it's the Brumbies, as you can imagine at home, are short price favourites, $1.08. The Cheetahs, $7.50. $7.50. They've won a couple of games. The Brumbies have won four and coming off the bye.